Penguin Random House Audio presents I Am Duran, My Autobiography by Roberto Duran with George Diaz. Read for you by Henry Leyva. Prologue. I died on an operating table in a hospital in Buenos Aires. I was dead for 30 seconds. That's what I'm told, anyway. On October 4th, 2001, I was in a bad car crash with my son Chavo. We'd left Panama the day before to attend a music promotion in Argentina that he was involved in. I wanted to help him out, even though I wasn't keen on going. I'd already arranged to go to Vancouver to see my friend Jose Suleiman, the president of the World Boxing Council, and I was going to take one of my daughters, Irichel. I'd never really spent much time with her over the last few years, but Chavo was persistent. "Please, papi," he kept saying. "I don't want to go," I remember telling him. "I've got a bad feeling about it." The flight there was a little bumpy. I shook my head. "¿Qué te dije?" I said to him. "What did I tell you?" In Buenos Aires, we went straight to a nice restaurant and spent the evening doing the things I love most: eating, drinking, having a great time. Chavo was watching a soccer game on TV there, and he suddenly got the urge to see the second half in person. He asked where the game was being played. Not far at all, he was told. "Let's go," he said. "Screw it," I told him. "I want to stay here with my wine and my champagne and my churrasco." "Vamos, vamos, vamos." The reason Chavo was so excited was that some soccer star named Ariel Ortega was playing, a midfielder whose nickname was El Burrito.